Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job has begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back with you for the BBQ&A here for week number 8. We're ready to talk about another week in the Big Brother house. Plus, we're going to bring you our exit interview questions with Derek X here in this episode. But let's bring in the man who is raring to go. It's the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Ooh. I'm excited, Rob.
Yes. Oh, you gave it back to me. Oh, Taryn.
Yeah. Rob, I've been loving these Q&A podcasts. I feel like, us doing this podcast, it was always meant to be. It was
destiny. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Happy to be here with you here today, Taryn. What we're going to do is we're going to drop the exit interview portion of this Derek X exit interview into the main feed, but then we're cutting it off after that. And then the rest of the show is going to be patrons only. And then if people really want to hear the rest of the Q&A, hear from the patrons, hear their questions for you and your answers. That's where the rest of the stuff is going to be at robisawebsite.com/patron. So a little bit of a mini episode for people in the main feed, where we're going to get to the Derek X, questions here that are recorded. We submit those, by email. We get the, video response back. We will look at that here on this episode of the podcast and then get into all of the questions from the patrons here today. Taryn, you want to set the stage a little bit for where we're at here on Friday afternoon?
So obviously Tiffany has won the HOH. She intended to nominate Sarah Beth and Kylan with Sarah Beth as the target. She has in fact done so. The feeds just came back from nominations. So we have some Sarah Beth and Kylan nominations. Xavier is on the block as the third nominee, of course. But we're right now just waiting for the coin of
Destiny.
You crack yourself up.
Making myself laugh.
Yeah. So we're waiting for the high roller room to see what happens with the coin of destiny. As of right now, I don't think anybody's going to even change the nominations with the coin of destiny, even if they get it and use it and it works. So, we're likely going to sit here, through the week. Pretty much the only thing that could complicate the week is if Sarah Beth wins the veto, in which case Alyssa will go home. So it's going to be a pretty straightforward week in terms of that. But there, I think the big issue for the week will be for next week. Are they going to plan on sending Claire home or Alyssa first? That's going to be the big test.
Do you know if people are not planning to like change up what Tiffany wants to do? Will they play for the coin of destiny?
Yes. Why not?
Just as like a resume thing?
If they can afford it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to barely make it and then be like, nah, I don't need to play.
But does that come across a little bit like Matt Hoffman, BB12, sort of with the Diamond Power of Vito? Like you had a power and you didn't do anything with it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's 100%, especially from Claire, who has already said to the cameras, I don't think Sarah Beth going home is the best thing for my game, but it's what Tiffany wants, so I don't want to screw Tiffany over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, one of these days, you just wait, Taryn. She's biding her time. She's going to make a move one of these days. You'll see.
Sure. Yeah.
You'll see. Yeah. All right. Let's bring in our questions for Derek X. We shoot these questions off to CBS right before we do the Thursday night recap. And so let's go ahead and bring those in. I also got the chance to watch his extended interview with Julie Chen Moonves on the CBS Instagram. Taryn, did you get a chance to watch that?
I did. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. Very like existential dread at the end. It was good.
Yeah. At the very end, it seems like the new thing is like where in Big Brother 22, it was like, we're going to show you the alliance. Now in Big Brother 23, you're going to guess the alliance and we're not leaving here until you complete your answer.
Yeah. It was genuinely just a full few minutes of Derek X being like, so it must be this person or this person. Oh, but what about this person? Maybe not this person, mm-hmm. Which I enjoyed.
Fun. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we get anything nearly as good in our exit interview questions, which we will bring in. So they will ask the first question and then we can stop down and see if we have a thought on his answer. Okay. Here's a first question that we asked to Derek X.
Did you come close to playing for the roulette power at any point this week?
What do you think?
Yes. I think he will say, yes, I came close. I thought about it at least, but ultimately I wanted to save for the Coin of Destiny.
All right, here we go.
not as close as I should have been, but let me think about this. Okay, my decisioning on the roulette was if I had gotten $50 this week and I only had $150, I would have played a roulette. If I had gotten $75 or $100, the plan was for me to keep saving and hope that I can hit the Coin of Destiny. So when I walked into that room and I got $100 again, it was really tough for me to play roulette because now I knew I was guaranteed to be able to play the coin flip the following week. In hindsight, now I can see that America's trying to tell me to save my own ass. But in the moment, I interpreted the message as keep going. Like, we want you to play this coin flip and make a big move. But instead, it was really just I needed to save myself.
Terrence feels like he's blaming us a little bit.
It's our fault. We should have given him 50 instead of 100. We should have
given you voted, so many BB bucks, Derek X.
Yeah, everyone who voted for Derek X, it's your fault.
It's your fault. You gave him too much money. He was irresponsible. He doesn't know what to do with it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead to question number two for Baby D.
Why do you feel like your campaign to stay came up short?
Okay. Why'd the campaign come up short?
Well, he's been informed about alliances now, so I think he'll probably say that there were alliances he was not aware of that he wasn't able to speak to. He may also talk about how Sarah Beth just didn't seem to believe him, and that, oh, he might also talk about Azza and Big D and how they're playing Azza at least playing a floater game, not wanting to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell. Of course, like, America probably has a better idea of it from having full knowledge of what's going on in the house. When I was in the house, I thought it was because, so the main two people that were the swing votes for me were either Azza or Big D. I just needed one of these in my head. And I think both of them are trying to play a floater game. And nothing bad about that. It's gotten them very far in the game, obviously further than me. But this week was an important week where if they had voted for me, it might have shown their allegiance towards one side of the house, and then that would blow up their game that they're trying to play. So that was what I was thinking inside the house. Now I'm out of it, and having heard Kylan's goodbye message, knowing that there's a whole nother alliance potentially, I think maybe Azza or Big D, probably Big D, is part of this alliance, and for their game, they knew more than I did. And the pitch I was giving just doesn't resonate.
Taryn, in the goodbye messages that Derek X got to see, Kylan said that I've been part of an alliance that's been together since week one. And that's Derek X really tries to put it together. Was what Kylan did a violation of the cookouts NDA?
I think so. Like, it's against the spirit of what they're going for. The cookout have all agreed that they're not going to reveal the cookout in their goodbye messages. They're worried about a potential buyback and so on and so forth. And so they've all agreed that they're not going to do it. Kyland did not expose the cookout. He just said that he's been in an alliance and they're all still there. So, you know, technically he hasn't exposed the cookout, but he definitely did something that is against the spirit of what they agreed to. So I think that this was a good call by Kyland. I think he walked that line and they might be a little bit annoyed, but I don't think they can be so annoyed that they'd be like, well, now we can't vote for you, Kyland, because you really went back on what we said, because it wasn't really all the way there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number three for Derek X.
Had you gotten the Coin of Destiny in the week coming up, what were your plans for the power?
All right. What was he going to do with the Coin of Destiny?
I think he'll say he would have tried to target potentially Xavier. Maybe he would have put Kyland up next to him. Maybe he would have put like Alyssa up next to him. But I think trying to take that shot at Xavier, which is probably what he'll say.
So the reason I was saving up for the Coin of Destiny is that I knew X was playing almost a flawless game, and I wanted to take this guy out of the house because I knew he could beat me. He has strong social connections. He was a competitive threat. And I wanted it, and I didn't want blood on my hands by taking out X. So for me, I thought the perfect way to set my long-term game was the coin flip, where I could be an anonymous HOH, take out X, which honestly could be a lot of different people that would want to take a shot at X. But then ultimately couldn't make it far enough to execute on that.
I mean, ultimately, like, Tiffany was going to end up being the HOH. Xavier's already on the block. You saved all this money. You didn't even need it.
Yeah, and he would have been one of very few people that could have afforded the Coin of mm-hmm. Destiny anyway. Everyone would have known that it was him. Like, you don't need to be anonymous. It's just, it's really, I mean, I talk a lot about how in Big Brother, there are two fundamental ways to appeal to players and convince them of things. You can appeal to their fear, you can appeal to their greed. And basically the producers appealed to Derek X's greed and got him to make a massive error because he saw this wondrous anonymous coup d'etat mm-hmm. power. I'm willing to make lots of mistakes in order to obtain this.
Yeah, this is a good life lesson, I think. Stop saving your money, everybody. You are saving up to buy things that by the time you can afford them, they may not even be what you want or need. So just spend your money now. Live for the moment. Carpe diem.
Yes, that's Carpe exactly diem. The message.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's go to number four. Put all your money in NFTs. Let's go to number four.
Who do you think is most responsible for your eviction?
Ooh. Okay. Now he knows a little bit.
I feel like he's going to say Kyland. And I feel like he'll be like annoyed with Kyland, but respect the move. I don't think he knows enough to say like that Hannah could have been part of it.
No.
And I don't think he'll say, I mean, he might say like, well, obviously Sarah Beth, but if I'm thinking about more deeply, then probably more Kyland, but we'll see.
This is really tough. I would like to say that it's Sarah Beth, but you know, I'm sure Alyssa and X were pitching in on that. They were, X was telling me not to play in a roulette wheel. So I'm sure he, at some point, kind of heard stuff from Sarah Beth. The biggest dark horse in my head is Kyland. So Kyland was telling me that he was trying to influence Sarah Beth away from the decision. But, you know, who knows what is said in that HOH room when I'm not in it. And he very much could have been pushing her to make this move. So that's just something I'll have to see when I watch the show.
Okay. One last question.
Unfortunately, he's not going to see it when he watches the show because it wasn't really on the show. Yeah.
But when he watches Taryn's live feed updates, he'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What did you learn about the game of Big Brother this season that you wish you knew when you started?
Okay, this was a fun one, I thought, because this has really been Derek X's story over the game. He's learning. So what was the biggest takeaway that he learned coming into the house? You know, if he ever does play again, what does he now know?
He might joke that now he knows he needs to play in the roulette competition. He might talk about, like the lesson he learned week one about like, you know, he just crumbled and admitted everything all at once. And he might talk about the, again, this alliance that he doesn't know about, feeling like, he needs to be more, on top of, you know, these theories on, big alliances, but, this is definitely an open-ended one.
Okay, let's see. We got about a minute of time left on the track, so let's see. I think we're going to get a solidly long answer.
Optics over intent. I think that is what blew up my entire first week. I was not coming for you, Frenchie, but the optics of what I was doing, maybe that made it look like that me and Travis were like the super strong duo that was forming, but me and Travis were literally just good friends. Like, we just had an instant connection. We were trying to hang out, have fun. But then Frenchie saw it as forming this crazy alliance. And then he put a target on my back. And when he put a target on my back, that's when I actually had to start scrambling and trying to form something. So if I go back, it's really in the Big Brother house, people have so much paranoia when they see things. So even when that's not your intention, people make assumptions about what you're doing. So you have to be very conscious about who you're talking to and who can see you guys talking.
Okay. Well done. Yeah. Derek X, what do you think? You like that? Optics over intent.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I mean, I think that he like kind of overlearned that lesson because I think it only really mattered with Frenchie of all people. But it is a true statement. I like how he talked about it because it is true. Like, even though, you know, it wasn't really that he did anything wrong with Frenchie, Frenchie was able to use anything, the non wrong thing that he did, to create the optics that that Derek was this over schemer, whether or not he intended to make that happen. And so I think that Derek is a really, really savvy social player, and he really understands social dynamics, and how to, I mean, there's a reason why, like, you know, it's not every day that a player gets evicted and multiple people are crying over it. Even the people who are the ones doing the evicting, and the person, even Sarah Beth, is like, I love this guy. It's like, that is a hard thing, a difficult thing to accomplish in the game. And I think that, that is very much, Derek's strength.
Okay. Great stuff from Derek X. If you're listening to us in the main podcast feed, we're going to leave it there. If you are curious to hear more about what the patrons are going to ask, of course, you can find that at robiswebsite.com/patron. Or if you're already a patron, you can find that in your patron podcast feed, the rest of this conversation here with the patrons and Taryn.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.